Fire on the water, Hormuz closed, Washington paralyzed, and no exit ramp in sight. Overnight, two oil tankers attempted to transit what Iran's Revolutionary Guard is now calling the unsafe route south of the Hormuz Strait. One caught fire, both turned back. The IRGC's morning statement was unambiguous. The strait will not reopen while what Iran describes as American threats continue. The closure locks out roughly 20% of the world's daily seaborne oil supply. Somewhere between 17 and 20 million barrels passing through shipping lanes barely 2 miles wide in each direction. What distinguishes this moment from previous Hormuz threats, analysts noted, is that Iran isn't merely threatening, it is demonstrating a willingness to let ships burn. That changes the calculus for every insurance underwriter and shipping company in the world, regardless of how quickly the military standoff might de-escalate. Reporting describes Trump as exasperated because senior aides cannot agree on a war strategy toward Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a statement framed as either diplomatic deference or political maneuvering, said decisions about war with Iran are ultimately Trump's to make, effectively lobbing the trigger decision back across the Atlantic. That inversion of the usual dynamic, in which concern centers on Israel drawing the United States into conflict, left Washington without a clear initiating actor. Saudi Arabia's defense minister met with Vice President Vance and delivered a message of studied ambiguity. Riyadh formally favors de-escalation, even as Iraq has absorbed strikes that Riyadh has not condemned publicly. The Saudis are threading a needle. They do not want a regional war disrupting their Vision 2030 economic transformation, but they do not have clean hands in regional proxy dynamics. Trump simultaneously demanded that Iran tariffs be added to Lindsey Graham's sanctions legislation, signaling economic pressure, while the Pentagon awarded $135 billion in new defense contracts specifically because Iran war operations are draining stockpile levels. $135 billion in a single contracting round exceeds the entire annual defense budget of the United Kingdom, and it is framed explicitly as a restocking effort. Meaning active engagement is already real at a scale that makes clean diplomatic reversal more difficult every day it continues. The exit ramp remains undefined. Iran has set American threats must stop as its condition, but American threats is itself undefined, and the Trump administration has offered no public signal of what concession would satisfy that threshold. Alex Jones, a figure who functioned as a Trump media ally through two election cycles, called publicly for Trump's impeachment, citing what he described as an unauthorized war, a looming draft, and a massive ground invasion, a signal, whatever its accuracy, of fractures opening on the right.